John Bayliss, and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. We're so pleased you've joined us. If you've joined us for the first time, welcome. Well, friends, there is good news. God is not angry with you. He loves you more than you will ever realize. I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant your servant this day great boldness to bring your word, that, Lord, you'd stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. All God's children said, Amen. Okay, we look at what God's nature is like and what he thinks of you. We go to Psalm 119:58 and 64:70-90. It says that, with all my heart I want your blessings. Be merciful as you promised. O Lord, your unfailing love fills the earth. Teach me your decrees. Surround me with your tender mercy so I may live, for your instructions are my delight. Your faithfulness extends to every generation, as enduring as the earth you created. Well, God's heart is kind. He is merciful, and he promised he would be. His promises are true. He's surrounding us with his tender mercies. His instructions are delightful, and faithfulness extends to every generation, just as the earth he created. Psalm 139:16. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. Go to Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Go to 1 Peter 5:7. Give all your cares to God, for he cares about you. This message here is don't lose heart. Give all your cares to the Lord. I don't know what burdens you're bearing and what trials you're facing or what problem you're up against, but I know God doesn't want you to lose heart. Many times I could have given up, but the Lord never let me. That's a testimony of everyone who lives by unseen realities. Friend, all of your problems are temporary, but all of God's promises are eternal. Repeat that. All of your problems are temporary, but all of God's promises are eternal. His truth will outlive your trials. If you are wading in streams where the water seems deep and your faith seems shallow, you will find encouragement you need to step out in faith. God is present in your situation, and he will lift your head above the water edge. You can trust that he will always be near. In this chaotic world, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and isolated from the Lord. That's when we most need a reminder that God is in the room. He's in your place right now. God wants an intimate relationship with you, and he has gone to great lengths to make this possible. Just it says in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I have when I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Go to Psalm 16:11. It says, you will show me your path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. In other words, friends, don't lose heart. So we see in this message, this entire message has been that God loves you, he always has, and he always will. It may not seem like it, but he's always there with you. But it's not enough to say, oh, it's great to hear John and walk away. To know God's love and not accept it changes nothing in your life, friend. A gift that you do not receive is of no value. Loved one, God has paid a price for your sin and sickness, and eternal life is now available to you. But you must receive it. At this very moment, Christ stands at the door of your heart and awaits for you to invite him in. We see from Romans 10:9-13, is it that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So will you pray with me? Just follow me along in a simple prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, friend, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, I believe you got born again. Get into a good Bible-based church and remember, you are unique. God has given everyone a purpose so we can reach our destiny. You have a purpose and there's a calling over your life. We see in Isaiah 43:25, God saying, I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. God is reminding you, friends, that your gracious God repeatedly forgives and forgets your sin, not because we deserve it, but because he chooses to, for the sake of accomplishing his plan of redemption. Okay, the word for today is, today's word is from Isaiah 35:6. It says, water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The message is out of season. That's what it's called. There are times when things aren't going your way. Business is down, the medical report isn't good. It's not your season. The good news is that God's specializes in doing things out of season. He doesn't want your perfect circumstances to line up for you to have your training for right people to believe in you. He does things unexpectedly. He makes water pour out in your dry places and cause you to blossom in out of season. What happened? God bless you out of season. Do you feel out of season as though you're stuck in some area? Stay encouraged. God has you in the palms of his hand. Get ready for an act of out of season, a blessing for an it beyond my imagination, or healing for an it doesn't make sense for God to do this. Sometimes unusual, sometimes that's bigger than you've dreamed. Where you're going to say, "Wow, Lord, that, I didn't see that coming." So my prayer for you today in this is that, Father, thank you that you are not limited by seasons or the right conditions to be in the right place or in what you want. We just thank you, Lord, that you're always working behind the scenes on our behalf. And we believe, Lord, that you bless them, bless us out of season in Jesus' name. Amen. Right, this part of the message, we're going to start praying for the sick. God's power to deliver his people from sickness and disease. Friend, God is a good God, and it is his very nature to heal. Jeremiah 23:29. Is not my word like fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock to pieces? Does not fire burn up everything in its path? If you are consumed with sickness and disease, the fire of God's word will burn that out of you. That sickness may appear to be rock solid, immovable, and resistant, but the hammer of the word will shatter it, will pulverize it. Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goeth forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing to which I send it. Jeremiah 1:12 says, for I am ready to perform my word. Romans 15:19, through mighty signs, wonders, and miracles, by the power of the Spirit of God, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. We go to Luke 4:18. Here incorporated many of the promises of the message he has for mankind. He first of all says, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Well, obviously there are many people in the world who have been hurt emotionally, children from broken homes, others who have been wounded through relationships and contacts with others. For those with emotional hurts and rejection, Jesus says, I have good news, you can be healed. The second part, to preach deliverance to the captives. Friend, every person in the world has been blinded by the devil. They need release, set free, being born again, accepting Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. Well, that's already been done today. The third part, recovery of sight to the blind. This speaks of the physical afflictions which beset so many people. The good news is that Jesus heals all. You can be set free from all sicknesses, all diseases, whatever in all means, whatever the means are, whatever means of sickness you have. And number four, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. See, friends, Jesus went about healing all who were oppressed of the devil. All those with spiritual oppression or possession could be set free. And the fifth one, to praise the acceptable year of the Lord. The acceptable year of the Lord was the year of Jubilee, where anyone in any form of captivity or slavery or bondage was released. Jesus says, if any sin or sickness has you in slavery or bondage, you don't have to wait any longer. You can be healed today. Verse 21 says, today the scripture is fulfilled in your healing. He preached that mankind could be set free, spirit, soul, and body from any affliction. Those who heard the word Jesus spoke believed him, and must set free and whatever bondage they had. Jeremiah 1:12, for I am ready to perform my word. There's a testimony here I'd like to give. It was actually in the Philippines. It was in a street meeting, so it wasn't in a church, it was in a street meeting. I was preaching the gospel. It was actually this message I was preaching. And the man's eyes were healed. He said he felt, at the end of the meeting, he came up to me, he said he felt grit in his eyes and it was painful. His eyes were painful. And during the preaching of the message, he said he felt the power of God come on him, and the grit that was in his eyes disappeared and the pain left, and his vision came back clear. There was also a lady there at the same meeting. She'd been diagnosed, I didn't know this, of course, she'd been diagnosed with stomach cancer and was in pain. And while listening to the gospel message, she felt the heat where the cancer is. And when the heat came on her, it was about the size of a baseball, the pain left her, and she felt the lump in her stomach start to shrink, and this heat was there all the time. Just goes to show what we said at the start there in Jeremiah 23:25. Is not my word like fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock to pieces? Friend, does not fire burn up everything in its path? That's what it did here to these two people. And they were just listening to the message. And they were consumed. If they were consumed with sickness and disease, the fire of God's word burned it out. That sickness may appear to them to be rock solid or removable, but the hammer of God's word pulverized it, and they were healed and set free. Psalm 107:20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. See, friends, the Holy Spirit is contagious goodness. He is a confirmer of the gospel. He is the demonstrator of God's word. We heard that with his two testimonies. It is the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. He who raised Christ from the dead will also make your mortal bodies live by the indwelling Spirit in your lives. Holy Spirit, what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs, wonders, and creative miracles. Lay a hand on that particular part of the body that needs a touch from the Lord as I begin to pray. And the Holy Spirit will make alive your mortal bodies by the indwelling Spirit in you. Believe you receive and you will have. And the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, I come against pains. Every single pain, wherever it is, I bind and break the power of it. I rebuke this in Jesus Christ's name. I break the power of this pain. I command you to loose them and set them free. Give them a total miracle, Lord, that they have longed for. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, be healed and made whole. Command soundness, perfect soundness, to every single cell and tissue that's been damaged or malfunctioning. Be healed. Fill them with your goodness, Lord. Fill them with your contagious goodness. Those who've got diabetes and any internal organs, I curse this in Jesus Christ's name. I command it to loose those bodies and set them free. Be healed and made whole by the power of the blood of Jesus. Give them a miracle, Lord. Give them a creative miracle. And fill them, Lord, with your goodness. Fill them with your creative goodness. Blood disorders, I curse this in Jesus Christ's name. Be healed and made whole. I command it, the blood disorder, to loose and set them free. Let the anointing of heaven, Lord, fill them. Fill them with a miracle, Lord, with your miracle of healing that they have longed for. Let the power of the blood of Jesus heal them and make them whole in Jesus Christ's name. And curses and tumors, just like Jesus cursed the fig tree from the roots and it died from the roots up, so I curse cancer at the roots and tumors, and I command them to dry up from the roots. And Lord, I pray, Holy Spirit, burn it out. Burn out every single trace of cancer. Be healed and made whole. Let the anointing of heaven fill them, Lord. Fill them to overflow. Be healed and made whole. Emotional traumas, Let the anointing of heaven fill them, Lord. Let your shalom come into their life. Heal them. Break the power of the emotional thing and fill them with your shalom. Fill them with your peace. In Jesus' name. So we thank you, Lord, that the enemy has been defeated. Your shalom has healed every broken heart. Someone that's listening right now, you've had a broken heart. You've been, this message has touched you. You feel the power of God on you right now. Others have been, they've been mentioned about the sickness. You've been healed right now. You feel the power of God on you. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you that every sorrow is lifted, that every burden and yoke is destroyed because of your strength, Lord. You are our song, and we magnify your holy name. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. So, friends, don't let fear come upon you. It only ever distorts the truth. And also, Lord, we know that divine healing can be instant. We heard that today. But it can also be progressive. What happens unfolds over a period of time. We see that. But to keep your healing, the Bible says that believe you have received and you will have. We see that from Mark 11:24. And use your authority as a believer. Make sure you're living in right relationship with God and each other. Don't hold on to any grudges and carry on. Maintain a good confession. Do not listen to doubt or unbelief. Do not let fear come upon you, Lord. Don't let that happen. Have no anxiety. Know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Amen. And God heals so he can reveal his glory. So, today's blessing, we pray that, Lord, may the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May the Lord give you the desires of your heart. All your healings be met. May you walk in the divine joy of knowing that what you have asked for, you will receive it because you have asked in faith, believing. In Jesus' name, receive this blessing. Shalom. Amen. Say.
community connection. planetaudio.org.nz